You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Hot dog! Wendy Snyder here in for Bob Surratt. I love this Zeppelin song called Hot Dog, and we're going to talk about hot dogs with co-host of Chicago's very own Eats podcast, Michael Piff. Good morning.
Good morning, Wendy. Thanks for having me on, and happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Yes, and you, of course, co-host this podcast with Kevin Powell. What a great thing. You guys get to eat and talk about it. Great idea. And what do you think about for Memorial Day? Grilling, for sure. And there is nothing like a grilled hot dog, but it's so different from a steamed hot dog. You know what I mean? Two completely different flavors.
Oh, completely. And that is actually, I think I'm planning on doing, because I found a pack of hot dogs in our fridge, and that is like one of the five food groups for my daughter, Molly.
Chicken tenders is another one.
Chicken tenders, yeah. Hamburger, or sometimes cheeseburger, hold the cheese, and mac and cheese. So I think I hit five there. Oh, and cheese pizza. Although she likes pepperoni lately too.
Oh.
So I could go on about my 3.5-year-old all day. But yeah, hot dog is from a steamed hot dog. It's funny. We talked to Byron's Hot Dogs owner, Mike Payne, yesterday, who they've been in business for 50 years. They're located, Irving Park Road in Lawrence. And, he told us there's no other way to do a hot dog. It has to be steamed.
That really is the way to do it. I prefer a poppy seed bun. I'm telling you, though, a grilled hot dog's really good, but they're two separate categories. And right now, you guys, we're going to start working on Chicagoland's Best Hot Dogs Tournament. Please tell us more.
Yeah, so from the podcast that brought you the Pizza Madness Tournament for the last few years, our Best Beef Tournament, we are doing for the very first time our inaugural Chicagoland's Best Hot Dogs Tournament. And this is going to kick off on June 1st. We're going to do 64 of the best hot dog places in the greater Chicagoland area. We want to be very specific because we get called out if we put Chicago in the title, and we are, you know, including places from Lake Zurich and Naperville and Glen Ellen, places like that. And I've actually asked for our listeners' help on this one because, you know, there are just so many hot dog places. I think there's got to be thousands within, like, you know, a 25-mile radius of our station. So I actually put out a social media post on our WGN Radio Facebook and Instagram asking our listeners to recommend their favorites. And I did the same for some of our coworkers at the station. And the first person to get back to me was Andy Mazur.
Thank you very much.
He had a place out of Glenview. Yeah, what was that place, Andy?
The Works. Grew up like three blocks from there. Great childhood memories in that place.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
All right, well,
that's another.
If Andy gets to add one, then I want to add one.
Well, that's what
could have answered the email.
You should add a couple.
All right, well, I have one that has been around since 1950. It's on Route 66, and it's, I called it Henry's Hot Dogs, but it's Henry's Drive-In. It is 6031 West Ogden Avenue in Cicero. It was one of the first hot dog places to actually put the fries on top, and I know Bob Odenkirk has had a Henry's hot dog, so I think that matters. It's delicious, it's wonderful, and it's been around since 1950. It's on Route 66, Henry's Drive-In. I highly recommend that.
We are putting it on there. That's got to happen. That sounds great, too. And that's a cool thing about a lot of these hot dog places is they've been around for a long time. They're big parts of their communities because, you know, there's really nothing like them in their areas.
Yeah.
Like you want to go in and get and it's also a place to bring your family, too. Like, you know, your 3.5-year-old that really wants a hot dog. you go to the hot dog place in town.
I like Portillo's as well. But this is different. This is the mom and pop stuff, right?
This is the mom and pop stuff, and I also love Portillo's. I love a Scooby's too, but you know, we really want to make it fair for all the places that are a part of it, and that's why we're keeping it to mom and pop. It's also why we did that with our Pizza Madness tournament. We took all the chain places and put them into their own tournament. This one, we're just keeping it mom and pop places.
And I love a Chicago dog, although I'll be honest with you people, I do not like relish. And Henry's Hot Dog gives you the mustard, onions, pickle, sport peppers. So no relish. That's why I like it so much. What do you like on your hot dog, Michael?
So I love the full-on Chicago hot dog, like, garden, basically. On
celery
there.
Salt.
And, yep, celery salt, onions. I like the pickle, which also, by the way, sponsoring our tournament and our podcast is the Puckered Pickle Company. So they're coming back from our burger tournament. And I also like that neon green relish. Mm. Just because, just to say you did it. Right?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I actually like it or not. I just have it on there with everything else.
It's part of the dog.
Yeah, and the other thing about that, too, is you have that all together. It's kind of like a masterpiece all on its own. So, you know, I'm not one to get mad at anyone for putting ketchup on their hot dog, but you don't put ketchup on a masterpiece. Like, you're not putting ketchup on the Mona Lisa, right?
Okay, please leave people alone. Here's what I think. If you want a Chicago dog, get it Chicago dog style. If you want ketchup on your dog, go ahead. Ketchup is not on a Chicago dog, but if people want ketchup on their hot dog, shouldn't we eat food how we like it? I mean, really.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly. Don't yuck on anybody's yum. That's the phrase.
I love that, and listeners can help out. How do they participate in the big Chicagoland's Best Hot Dog Tournament sponsored by the Puckered Pickle Company?
We are kicking things off on June 1st. They can go to WGNRadio.com for that starting at 10 a.m., and it's like our other tournaments, a whole voting system, one vote per round. We're going to be doing it for 3 weeks, and we'll be crowning a champion on the 22nd of June.
All right, and I'm so suggestible. Henry's Hot Dogs opens at 10:30. I will be there probably at 10:30 this morning because now I have to have a hot dog. Thank you, Piff.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Michael Piff and Kevin Powell, listen to their Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast.